News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable, Monday with Pep Talk and Meg. And look who's here, Malcolm Ballinger with Ballinger Publishing. How are you, Malcolm?
I am wonderful, thank you.
It's a little rainy for my taste, and I wanted to be a sunny day for all the parades.
Yeah, we have, what, 3 weeks of no rain, and
right.
Then it rains on Veterans Day.
I know. But they're still having the parade, which should have kicked off right about now. So
yes.
They're still doing that, from what
and
I understand.
And they're going to do a ceremony indoors, I believe.
Yes, that's what I heard, too. Yeah. So that's very good.
Yeah.
So did you have a good weekend?
Yes, I did. I want to talk a moment about Foo Foo Fest.
Oh, my gosh. What a success this year.
But in particular, Carmen the Traveler.
Oh, I wanted to go so badly. Was it good?
Oh, you would have loved it.
Because I love Carmen.
It was
Pensacola Opera.
Opera, yeah. And I don't want to be critical of the full opera because I love the full opera. But most people, it's a little bit long.
No.
Opera tends to be a little bit long.
Well, I always find it so helpful. If you've never been to the Pensacola Opera, one of the neat things that they do at the Sanger is they put the translations up.
Yes.
Because most of the operas are Italian or they're in other languages.
Yes.
So it is very helpful to have that.
Yeah. So the performance was shorter. It was an hour and 15 minutes, which I think it was just about the attention span of most people.
Right. That's true. That's true in theater, too, by the way.
And yeah. And they played the music that is most familiar to everybody. And so everybody was enthralled. There were great performers, wonderful voices, and was really a wonderful show. But afterward, well, prior to Carmen the Traveler, they had a wine tasting, which of course I attended and sampled some of the wine, which was great. But afterwards, there was we went to the Opera Center, and the artists gathered and did a jam session, which was really, really incredible. In fact, I think I have to say that I enjoyed the jam session probably more than the performance, although the performance was great, wonderful, incredible. But the jam session was like, what's the right expression? You kind of felt connected to them. They did all kinds of stuff, not just opera, but all kinds of different stuff.
So they really took it out of the context of what you would normally see. Because a lot of times opera is very formal.
Yes.
And so my understanding was they made it more accessible in a way to the audience.
And the amazing thing is most of the artists played multiple instruments. In fact, one of the singers actually was a singer, a soprano, but also played the piano and played guitar. And it was a jam session, I guess, is the best way to describe it. And we had a wonderful time.
Oh, that sounds great.
Yeah.
Well, I heard, too, that I was just talking with Tasca, and she said they got to go to see The Joyful Noise, which was the gospel. Mm-hmm. WSRE had presented the gospel celebration, and that was supposed to be amazing. And the singers were from Harlem and just extraordinary. I was so mad I had to miss it. I had another commitment, and I heard it was just fabulous. I mean, Foo Foo Fest this year, for the 10th anniversary, I feel like went all out.
Yes.
They really did.
Yes.
And were able to include more groups, offer more funding, and did such a superb job with all of the different events.
Yes.
So it was very exciting.
Yes. I look forward to next year. And hopefully the opera will do something similar, because I think the great thing about Carmen the Traveler was it opened up opera to a lot of people that, as we talked about earlier, maybe 2.5 hours for an opera is too long.
Mm-hmm.
And introduce them to the music and to the concept of opera. So maybe, just maybe, they'll go to see a full performance.
It's one of those things. I had a funny story about when my mother had never really been exposed to opera or ballet. And at one point I took her to see, I think it was a Christmas. So what was it? The Nutcracker maybe? And maybe it was, I think it was the Nutcracker. Mm-hmm. And I said, oh, Mom, you'll like this one. It's really great music. And so we had about, I guess I got her great orchestra seats. We're right front and center. And about halfway through, the lead dancer is right in front of us. And he has these white tights on. And my mother, who's hard of hearing, she goes, oh, my, I think I like the ballet.
I thought I
was going to die. The whole audience, like everyone heard it. And I swear, even the dancer like got a little smile on his face. And it was like, I was horrified because my mother had blurted this out. So I sunk in the chair and I was just horrified. You know, she was like 80 years old, but she said, I think I'm going to like the ballet.
Meg, I don't know if they told you, but this is a family show.
I know. But in the context of trying something new and taking a risk and doing something different, you just never know. It might be surprising.
Yes.
You might like it more than you think you will.
Yes. And I was surprised that Carmen died at the end.
I'm sorry, Malcolm, I could have told you that.
But I just, well, actually, I did. I've sort of seen some of the rehearsals on video in New York.
Right.
But I thought they might change that to make it a happy end.
No,
I guess it wouldn't be opera if somebody doesn't die.
Yeah, no, Romeo and Juliet, same thing. You know, there's certain shows.
Oh, they do? They die at the end? Oh.
Spoiler alert. Spoiler alert.
Yes.
They drink the poison. It doesn't end well.
Next year, we have Pagliacci.
Oh.
And
now, I'm not familiar with that one.
It's about... The opera, I think, is about actually an hour and 15, maybe an hour and 30 minutes.
That's not bad.
It's actually, its original form is a one-act opera with an intermezzo, and it's a wonderful, wonderful opera.
So I'm guessing Italian with Pagliacci?
Italian, yes.
Okay.
It's about a clown, traveling clown show, group of actors, and, well, I don't think I'm spoiling too much to say somebody dies in the end.
Is there an opera where anyone lives?
Well, yes, operetta often.
Oh, okay.
Like the Merry Widow, everybody lives happily ever after.
But it is a widow.
Well, yes. But the good news is that her husband who died was the richest man in the country.
Oh, well, that's okay.
And then finally she goes back to a prince who, it's a long story, but all lived happily ever after.
Well, the good news is that we have so much wonderful culture here that we can take advantage of. And what I love about your publications, bringing it back to Ballinger Publishing, is that you can always find out what's happening, especially with Downtown Crowd.
Yes.
You always list the many things that are going on, and it's just a great resource. And it's free.
Yes.
At multiple locations around town.
Everywhere.
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 It is everywhere.
The blue cheese... Blue cheese.
Listen.
Meg, you've got me stumbling on my words.
All week long, everybody's had trouble with the blue?
Blue trees.
Blue trees. But there was a blue cheese event also. Yeah.
But I like blue cheese.
I don't like cheese. But the blue trees are very cool.
Yes. And, you know, the great thing about it is it's simple and it's not super elaborate.
Right.
But it's effective.
Well, my understanding is the artist really has an environmental passion for the environment and wants to raise awareness. And so, if I read it correctly, the idea is for people to really look at the trees and notice them. Because so often, you know, you're walking downtown, you don't even look at them. And they are beautiful, and they are something that they last longer than we do in general. You know,
well, unless trees chop them down.
That's the whole point.
Yeah, oh, yes.
We're trying not to do
trying
that.
Not to.
All right. On that note, we are going to take a little break here, but we'll be back with News Radio 92.3 and Pep Talk. And the number here is 850-437-1620. If you have any questions for Malcolm, feel free to text them to us, and we'll get right back to you.
FSU football fans, the big watch party is at Calvert's in the Heights. Calvert's is FSU football watch party central, featuring large screen TVs, clear sound, free parking, and of course, your FSU Seminoles. Join your friends and fans and cheer on the team with FSU drink specials, a full food menu, and the best water view around. Thinking football? Think Calvert's in the Heights, 670 Scenic Highway, online and on Facebook. Go Noles, go! Join singer and dancer Fall In and guests tomorrow at 10 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Fall In will talk about her journey as the creator and star of her Michael Jackson charity show, a thrilling tribute at the Sanger November 23rd. This year's Thriller performance will benefit Valerie's House, and tickets are available at the Sanger box office. Tune in and find out more on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
Splash Magazine covers the coast like the Gulf of Mexico. Each month, Splash Magazine offers a calendar of events, plus tips on where to shop, dine, and play. Learn about the month's special events, live entertainment, and interesting local people. Learn how to catch fish with Captain Dave Yelverton. See what is worth watching on your streaming services. Tom Nolan will tell you the latest. Find out how to dress for the changing Florida weather with Jen Wells. Get the most out of the Emerald Coast by reading Splash Magazine each month. For more information, call Gulf Breeze News at 850-932-8986 or visit GulfBreezeNews.com online. Tune in to Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, Sundays at 1 with Paul Roberts. Find out how their certified advisors can help you enjoy your retirement income. Financial security is about more than investments. Roberts Wealth can help you live your values and trust your future planning every step of the way. Don't miss Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, this Sunday at 1 p.m.
Investment advisory services offered by Foundations Investment Advisor Services, LLC, SEC. Registered advisors.
Local talk during your morning and afternoon drive. Local news every hour. On News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. You're with Pep Talk with Meg and Malcolm Ballinger this morning, 850-437-1620. We've been talking a little bit about all the activities that have been happening in our community, specifically Fufu Fest, which was featured in the last issue of Downtown Crowd, which was just a big help when you're trying to put your schedule together. So tell me a little bit more about what is happening, and I understand you might have some tickets to give away this morning?
Yes. As a matter of fact, I have four tickets for this coming Saturday, the 16th, 7:05 at the Bay Center, and I'm just looking to see who they're playing.
Uh-huh.
And it doesn't say in my ticket section. Maybe you can look it up online for me.
Oh, okay, let me see what I can
find. I'm sure it's here. Somebody like the Mad Dog. Anyway, we have four tickets.
All right.
I always say this, the great tickets are not up in the nosebleed. They are very close to the center ice and just a little ways up. In anybody who's used these tickets knows that they are great tickets, my personal tickets. So to win the four tickets, you have to answer a very, very difficult question. And this, yes. By the way, this one came from Meg. Meg thought this one up. She has a weird sense of humor. Okay. First of all, before I ask the question, you have to text in Correct. Your name, mm-hmm. first and last, and your email address.
Perfect.
And the answer to the question.
Okay. And by the way, they're playing Huntsville this Saturday.
What are they? The Huntsville Mad Dogs?
You wouldn't ask me that. I can't tell from this.
I think it's Huntsville Hustlers. I seem to remember.
I'm afraid to guess. I might guess something.
Yes. Anyway,
Huntsville, so it should be a good game.
We digress.
And it's Star Wars night.
It's Star Wars night, so you can wear your Darth Vader or Princess Leia outfit.
Do you have a Darth Vader outfit, Malcolm?
It may be a little small for me. I haven't worn it in a few years.
Okay. That frightens me that you ever wore one at any age, but okay. All right, so the question.
The question is, in the opera, Carmen the Traveler, or the full opera, does Carmen live or die? Does she die at the end of the movie? It's a yes or no answer.
Okay.
So and if you've been listening, you know the answer. You probably know it anyway.
But if you've been listening this morning, it's a pretty easy question. Does Carmen live or die at the end of the opera?
Okay. And you have to text in now. The first one wins four wonderful tickets to the Ice Flyers.
850-437-1620. All right, now.
While we're waiting for the answer, and I'm sure I can't imagine anybody would get that answer wrong. Oh, we have a winner?
Oh, we have a winner already. That was quick. Yes. Okay, congratulations goes out to Randy Wilkins.
Oh,
congratulations,
great
Randy. Oh, yeah. Someone's calling you directly, Malcolm, for the tickets. Have to be on the radio.
Yes.
That was quick. So, Randy, I will reach out to you right after the show, and we'll get you hooked up to get the tickets. You'll be coming by our studios to pick those up. Malcolm will have those here for you.
Congratulations. And remember, Randy, the only thing I ask is you have a good time. You scream and shout and stamp your feet.
There you go.
And cheer on the home team and just have a good time. Let out those frustrations, whatever they might be.
And you've got four tickets, so you can take the family or some friends with you too, which is great. So thank you for your generosity, Malcolm.
My pleasure. I think hockey, the Ice Flyers have done a wonderful job. They bring people downtown, which is very important too.
Right.
But also the great for the spirit of the community. And
it's a lot of fun, and there's a lot of yelling and screaming and cheering, and everybody's wearing the jerseys, and they do a lot of fun things on the ice, you know, in the breaks and everything that get the family, kind of like the Wahoos, the Blue Wahoos do a similar, they've always got something going on.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
for the family, so it's really a fun experience.
So I brought a copy of Coming of Age.
I see that, and it's a beautiful cover. What a great picture.
Yes. The cover is Dan Shugart, recently retired from Channel 3 as sports director.
Which blows my mind, because when I see Dan around town or whenever I see him, to me, he has not aged one iota. And when I heard he was retiring, I thought, you've got to be kidding me. Either I'm in denial about my own aging, but he, I mean, this picture of him on the cover is amazing. He just looks great. And he's still doing some of the, you know, reporting on Friday nights for the high school games and stuff.
Yes. In person, he looks even younger.
I know.
Yeah, it's incredible.
I know. So he must be retiring at 50, doing an early retirement thing.
Yes, early retirement.
Exactly.
Anyway, Dan did a wonderful job, is doing a wonderful job. I'd like his little wittiness when he's...
He's very dry.
Very dry, which appeals to Brits. We like dry humor.
I would never have guessed that.
And... anyway, you can read all about his life, and I do know a little bit about him, or knew a little bit before the article. I know that he lived in Quarters A. His father was an admiral at the NES Pensacola.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah.
How appropriate for Veterans Day.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yes, that's right.
Yeah. How about that? Well, here it says in part of the article, it's written by Kelly Oden, who's your publisher, correct?
She's doing executive editor.
Executive editor, okay. Mm. So Kelly writes, Shugart is known for building lasting relationships with coaches, players, and fans alike, earning the trust of the community through his genuine passion for sports and people. His work has earned him numerous awards, including multiple honors from the Associated Press, the Southern League, and the Special Olympics.
Yes.
He has an impressive resume and career, for sure.
He would come every late summer before the college football season started to talk to my Rotary and talk about which teams were expected to do well, which
I remember that, yeah,
etc. And he was always really funny,
yeah,
and really had his finger on the pulse of. I mean, Dan lives sports,
right? Well, yeah,
yeah, he's.
And what's you're from, you know, British originally. What is your? Are you more of a soccer person, or do you have a favorite sport?
My favorite sport is cricket.
Oh,
yeah,
lovely.
I love cricket.
I don't
Which,
know a
by
thing
the way,
about cricket.
Is becoming popular in the United States.
Is it?
Yes.
Well, that's interesting. All right, when we come back, I want you to explain to me how you play cricket.
Do we have about 8 hours?
No, we have about 2 minutes. Right after the break, we'll be back with Pep Talk on News Radio 92.3.
Pensacola Magazine brings Gulf Coast readers the best arts, entertainment, business, and lifestyle news from across the region. Beautifully designed with informative, entertaining articles, and a new realty section on the market features a guide to the local real estate market. The monthly section boasts a modern design and includes home listings, a feature home, realtor profiles, and mortgage rates, and much more. More information at PensacolaMagazine.com.
It's open enrollment time for health insurance. Have you signed up? Do you know where? Whether you currently have coverage or not, there are some important things you need to know. Get your questions answered. Tune in Wednesday at 10 a.m. as Chad PQ from Affiliated Insurance joins the Pensacola Expert Panel so you can get the facts and the latest information on healthcare.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620. Visit Prim and Proper in Gulf Breeze for custom engraving and unique gifts. Specializing in creating extraordinary keepsakes, their expert engravers bring your vision to life with elegant monograms, personalized messages, and logos. Whether it's custom drinkware, engraved glassware, or home decor, each piece is crafted with attention to detail for any occasion. Perfect for birthdays, anniversaries, weddings, or corporate gifts, Prim and Proper ensures your gift will leave a lasting impression. Stop by their Gulf Breeze location or visit them online at primandproper.com.
News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 is accepting applications for employment. Periodically, we have openings in sales, business, news, promotions, engineering, production, and programming. We'll keep your application for consideration when such an opening occurs. We also provide internships for qualified students. Apply online at News Radio 92.3 or at our studios at 7251 Plantation Road between 8:30 a.m. and 5:30 p.m. ADX Communications is an equal opportunity employer.
News Radio 92.3 gets you live programming every day from 5 a.m. until 7 p.m. on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. You're listening to Pep Talk with Meg, and our guest is Malcolm Ballinger with Ballinger Publishing. So we left the conversation and talking about your favorite sport, and you said cricket, which I know nothing about.
Well, I guess its closest relative in the United States is baseball.
Okay.
Only when they throw the pitch, which is called a ball, it bounces for, well, it doesn't have to bounce, but usually they bounce it in front of the batsman. And so that does horrible things to the ball because it goes left or right or slows down or goes fast, whatever. And if you hit it to the boundary, it's 4 or 6 runs. And if I go on any longer, I'll really confuse you.
I think you've already done that.
But it's a wonderful game. It's
is it fast moving?
Well, the one day game is, but the test matches when they play between countries last 5 days.
Oh my goodness!
And yeah, one team can be batting for a day, 2 days even.
Okay.
So you need a lot of patience with the international games, but mostly now it's 20 overs, which is 120 balls, at limited, and so it's much more aggressive game. Everybody's sort of swinging for the boundary.
Interesting. You lost me on the first bat.
Yes. Although I'm a little bit of a soccer fan. Derby County.
I was going to say it to me. I always think
team.
If you're which one? Which one?
Derby County.
Did you like the show? What's his name? That was so popular. About the soccer team. Oh, his name went right out of my head.
You know, I don't have... it's on Netflix?
Yes.
I can't think of his name.
I don't
have Netflix.
I can't think of the name. But anyway, it was great because it was all about soccer.
We all do it. I looked at the subscriptions. I'll get rid of that one. Mm-hmm. I'm paying too much in subscriptions. So I'll get rid of Netflix.
And then as soon as you do...
then I wish, what did I do?
As soon as you do, something great comes on that everybody's talking about, right?
Yeah, exactly.
That's exactly what happens. Yeah. Never fails. Well, Malcolm, it's great to see you on this Veterans Day. And once again, just want to let people know that the Pensacola Beach Parade today has been canceled due to the weather, but the Elks are still going to have their lunch for veterans and their families. So you can still get out there this afternoon for that. Malcolm, thanks for being here today. We've been with Pep Talk with Malcolm Ballinger and Ballinger Publishing with News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.